Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
In Cal we trust, in Cal we trust, in Cal we trust.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Shut up and dribble.
And James Strebel.
No, that's like my intake of most of my calories come from beer.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
He had under boob sweat. There you go. I said it. He did. I'd never seen that on Cal before. I've seen pit sweat. I've seen... that sweat you get on your upper lip, you know, the upper lip sweat on Cal. I've seen that. That's the first time I saw the underboob sweat. It's The Take here on ESPN 680, 105.7. We got you for another hour here. Trenton Flowers commits at 5:30. We'll be sure to take a break around 5:25 so we can clear the spots, get back on here, play the stream live for you all. There's already been leaks out there, boys and girls, that Trenton Flowers has committed to Louisville. They already have the commit tweet ready to go. So, yeah, that was fired up. So we'll see. I mean, it'll probably be anticlimactic, but again, it's a big get for Louisville fans. So we'll play his announcement live. We'll see if we get any clarification on whether or not he will reclassify. I doubt it, but you never know in these situations. Let me tell you real quick about Lou City FC at Orange County SC. That's ESPN 680-1057 is your flagship for Lou City FC. The boys in purple are back in action Saturday on the road at Monterey Bay FC. Pre-game coverage with Jeff Milby and Casey Whitfield begins Saturday night at 9:45 p.m. Kickoff 10 p.m. right here on ESPN 680-1057 and the ESPN Louisville app. So if you want to take a little break from March Madness and listen in to the boys in purple, you can do that here on ESPN 680-1057. Just looking at some games right now, Justin. Got some good ones going on here. You got Ricky P and Iona. They're leading UConn early in the first, 19-17. NC State now down only two to Creighton, 28-26. That is about to tip off for the second half. Wolfpack, trying to claw their way and beat the Blue Jays. And then Pittsburgh now has an 8-point lead, 33-25 over Iowa State. About 16 minutes to go there in the second half. If any of these get close and down to the wire and Trenton Flowers isn't committing, we'll fly out there and bring that to you. All right, let's get some text and let's get some sound. We haven't had some sound here all day long. I feel like we're neglecting. It looks like a pretty juicy sound sheet over there, so we'll take that in a second here. Texter, Rick Pitino looking good in his suit. Of course he is. Rick Pitino's not going to schlub like some of these other college basketball coaches. He's wearing a damn suit. He ain't wearing a sweatsuit. He's not wearing a jumper. He's wearing a suit. That's what he does. He looks great. He's Rick Pitino. Of course he's wearing a suit. Texter, well, we got Ukraine. I guess that's in that's in response to your draft comment. So, well, I hope that's not the case. Texter, if Hurd says this is year 1B, then it's year 1B. So, okay, there you go. If Hurd says it, Justin, you got to be quiet about it.
We're going to go full Jarrett, and they're going to send out the posse, and they're going to come get a posse.
Yeah.
I said posse. They're going to come down here to Cardinal Boulevard,
yeah,
and they're going to tell me what's up.
It's year 1B.
It's 1B. They just like throw something like, you know, a Molotov cocktail through the window.
We told you, Furban, it's year 1B. How dare you? Texter, you can't cover up abysmal coaching with a few good players. I think that's how Justin feels. Texter, Ricky P is on. Well, I don't know exactly what it says. Rick Pitino is excited listening to you, James Strebum. Okay. Thank you. Texter, I don't hear a point guard on that roster talking about the – look, I think
– there's Caron Davis.
Caron Davis, I think
I don't know anything about him. I've never seen
him.
He's
a JUCO transfer.
I haven't even taken the time to look at it. Like, it's a JUCO one. Like,
yeah,
I'm not trusting the future of Louisville basketball and trying to make the NCAA tournament. Yes. I mean, I also know that was an LLS JUCO? Was he?
He was JUCO, yes.
That's fine.
But so was Sidney Kirk.
Yeah, exactly. It's a roll of the dice.
Very hit or miss with JUCO, as with any player. Texter, yeah, Rose is gone. Yes, I did miss that. I apologize for that earlier, but we do know that that Roosevelt Wheeler is gone. Texter, LMAO, how closely is Big Rig actually following the recruitment of Trenton Flowers? I've been following it. It's part of what I do. We got to talk about it. We got to talk about Trenton Flowers.
He's BBN. That's what they do. Yeah. BBN follows Louisville recruits. That's
and
what
vice
they
versa.
Do.
Yes.
We do the same thing to them.
Yes.
We're waiting in the weeds just in case when they slip up, that's when you get Rig going off. That's what you do. You enjoy it. You love it.
Yes.
Sometimes it pisses you off. Maybe like the first time I heard it, it pissed me off.
Oh, I'm sure
but
it did.
After a little bit, I was like, okay, this is actually funny.
Oh, and then God, I just I'm let glad. It go.
Yeah.
Texter, happy Friday, Donkey Lips. Happy Friday to you, too. I hope you enjoy your St. Patrick's Day. I am wearing a green shirt, and like I said earlier in one of the earlier segments, I have a shamrock necklace that blinks. I have that on, and before y'all are like, you're not really Irish, Strebel. You're just playing it up. Like, no, I actually am. Number one, my wife's maiden name is O'Neill, so she is very Irish. Her family is like, and they're from Chicago. I mean, that's a very Irish town.
They literally dye the river.
They dye the river. Green. Yes, they do. The Chicago River is dyed green.
Is the name Strebel? Is that
no? That's German. So it's on my mother's side. So my great grandmother actually came over from Ireland. She was an Irish immigrant. So my grandmother is very, very Irish. So that's where it comes from for me.
Have you ever been there? You gonna go?
God, I'd love to go. I want to go so bad.
My wife's family just went last year, and the pictures I've seen are amazing.
Oh, it's beautiful. I know people that have gone. That's one of our things. Like. For my mother-in-law, like, we want to try to get her over there before her time passes. We want to get her over to Ireland. So I definitely want to go. And yeah, my grandmother, she had, you know, all the Irish decor in her home, and she had all these, she collected leprechaun figurines and everything. So yeah, I do take it seriously. I do have to watch Kentucky basketball, so I'm not able to go out and do the St. Patrick's Day thing, but that's okay.
You celebrate St. Patrick's Day every day.
I do every day.
You do
exactly,
every day.
Yes.
Yeah, you can go easy today because you do it 365.
Yes, absolutely. And then there's a text about the mitt, and thank you very much. I haven't had a mitt text in a long time, so I do appreciate that. All right, Justin, let's play some sound here, man. We haven't played hardly anything. Actually, been pretty we've neglected sound pretty much all week this week. I do see some juicy tidbits here, and then we'll get back to recapping Cats and Friars here. They come up, they play 7:10 p.m. Kentucky Fish and Wildlife post-game show after that. But let me see here. What do you like here? I see some Avery. I see some Blank. Some Diener. I got a whole list of Issel and Louie. I got an entire list of that. So Justin, since there's no mixtape today,
let's
go ahead and you play the hits. You play the hits. You show me, or you let me listen to what you think is good stuff. Go ahead.
Let's start off a little bit more serious, and I'll get some stuff from the Diener show right now. Basically, there are comments on basically the chemistry between players,
right,
and players of the past, and then players of the more recent past.
Okay.
Blank had to bring it back up, of course.
All right, I like that.
I'd like to get your opinion on it. So
okay.
You don't have to have a locker room of dudes that like each other. If you're winning, you may hate the guy, but you'd be like, all right, Duke can play, man. Like, yeah. I don't think Luke loved Montrezl Harrell when they were here.
No, I don't think they
but
did.
I think Luke's like, I'm sure glad he's on my team.
Yeah. Well, I think Matt Cross is the ultimate guy. Like, if you're winning, it's like, you love Matt Cross.
Yeah,
and if you're losing, thing. You freaking hate that guy.
That's the worst take. That's one of the takes that, sorry, Blank, I love you, but that gets my goat. That take. If he's on your team, you love him. If he's on the other team, you hate him. It's like, enough with that. I don't want to hear that.
That was the first
and everybody
thing he
hated
had
Matt Cross.
To recycle. That's all he had in the pocket.
Right.
Because, you know, we've been going through it, if you hate him, whatever, you know, Rummage did it. And then I think I actually texted him back at this point, which is the one where I said, if Matt Cross is on the other team, you hate him. And if he's on your team, you hate him too. Or something
right,
like
yeah.
That.
It was back to back. Yeah.
That was just the one. I don't know. Do you think it really takes that much of a big deal? Like, the chemistry between people, if you're like best buddies, like the way they're bringing that up, I'm like, I don't, I mean, I guess it matters.
Well,
but.
I don't think, I think it does, but there are instances where you can see that it didn't. I mean, if you watch that Bulls documentary with Michael Jordan, I mean, there are a lot of those guys that didn't really like each other. I mean, Dennis Rodman was, you know, they put up with a lot of it.
His son's dating Scottie Pippen's mom.
Yeah, exactly. Dennis Rodman, he just left for Vegas for like a couple of days. And like he was a player that was, you know, kind of did his own thing, but they knew they needed him, so they put up with a lot of his shenanigans. You know, I feel a lot of that with like Aaron Rodgers. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is a player that really endears himself to his teammates. I think he has a few, and you're seeing those guys go to the Jets, but he was very prickly. Brett Favre was very prickly, but they still won at a high level. So I think it's a little overrated to that effect, but no, it's a good point. Texter, DJ Wagner said Sky Clark is trash as bleep on social media. I didn't see that. This is going to come from the text line, so I don't know.
Probably a lie, but text it in if it is, because I want to see
it. I want to see it. Yeah, Texter, if you can find that and show us, we'd like to see that text. All right, let's go ahead. Let's keep the sound rolling. What else we got, Justin?
Okay, this is the one that It might make you sad.
Okay.
So I'm just going to set it up for you because it's just the feeling of it's the heel turn for me against what I believe and what I like, but he's doing it already.
All right, let's go.
Paying bags of cash, which you can do now. It's just hysterical that we talk about this.
Do you think we watched anybody play yesterday in the NCAA tournament that is likely to come on to this basketball program?
Probably.
I would say the odds are good. I'd say their odds are good. We're going to watch somebody play them today. You know, that somebody, you know.
You got
that,
somebody specific you're talking about over there?
I mean, yes, but I'm not going to say his name. But no, it's...
That's such a bad move.
No, we're gonna players that are still playing that are probably gonna be on a roster next year, and that's exciting to think about.
But I know what I'm not gonna tell. Don't do that.
But Kenny has to win.
Yeah, no, I'm with Diener. There are people in BBN land that do that, and it gets under my skin. And it's like, I know this and I know that, but I can't say it, and I'm going to rub it in your face, and I know this, and ha 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 ha. It drives me nuts.
Not just that, but this goes into my theory that this is not the real Mark Blankenbaker. He's been taken. He's gone.
This is the body snatchers.
He's been indoctrinated. They've taken him in. Oh. They did the thing where they hold your eyes open, and he has to watch
like
the video.
Orange.
Yes, he watches the video.
He's been brainwashed.
He's been stuck watching the Kenny Payne videos.
The
militia there. Propaganda, it's just nonstop right in his eyes.
They just kept showing him Kenny Payne doing that L's up over and over again on the private jet.
Yeah.
He's going L's up, L's up, L's up, L's up. Blake's going, no, no, no.
And it's slowly.
Yes.
Kenny Payne won those games.
Sky Clark is great. Yes. I can totally see that. Absolutely. Let's read a couple more texts. We'll keep rolling with the sound. Is Big Rick drinking BLs tonight or fancy IPAs? I'm probably going just straight up BLs. I don't think I'm going to go fancy tonight. I don't like a lot of Irish beer. I can tolerate Guinness, but it's not a go-to thing. Texter, Justin is a fake UofL fan trying hard to fit with bad takes.
I'm sure I have bad takes. I'm fine with that.
We all do.
It doesn't make me a fake UofL fan if I'm just pissed off at everything that's going on and I think they're doing everything wrong. And I'm sorry, look at the record. Look at the players you have out there. Look at the coaching you have out there.
Right.
I'm not wrong. Like the entire time, like I'm looking at it, you're enabling mediocrity. That's what you love to do. You love to enable mediocrity because you want to put somebody on a pedestal and you want to praise them and love them. I'm sorry. It's got to be earned first. At this point, we've seen it with Scott Satterfield. Mm-hmm. And I know Mark Blankenbaker likes to take up for Scott Satterfield. He did a good job.
Not Mark Stoops.
Yeah, but not Mark Stoops. I was about to get there. But with Scott Satterfield.
That would have been funny.
But like outside of when he was forced to actually, or whatever they did, whoever took over and did the NIL recruiting for Scott Satterfield, he was not a good coach. He had bad seasons. He was not good.
Right.
Like, I'm sorry. I'm not willing to learn. And I'm not trying to act like Louisville football is the end all be all. Like you know, that bothers people. But what I'm saying is Louisville football is better than what they got out of him.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, let's go ahead. Let's roll with some more sound. What else? Let's do a couple more pieces of sound and then I'll try to build up the game tonight. So let's go ahead. All right, what do we got going on next? We get a little Issel, a little Louie. What else do we like?
We're going to do a quick little Issel one.
Okay,
you.
a quick little one.
Did you wear a Kansas shirt yesterday, Dan?
I have a Kansas shirt on right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he did it.
Why? Why? Kentucky plays today. Why are you wearing a Kansas shirt? What are you doing? People are like, yeah, Strabo, you leave us alone. No, you can't do things like that.
I have a Kansas shirt on.
Oh, my gosh. Louie, did Louie battle him at all over that? Did he battle him?
No, I think he continued on. I tried to see if there's anything newsworthy.
Right.
But he just asked him about Kansas, how they're doing, what he thought. And he just kind of like said he thought they looked fantastic. He said that he was worried about his guy, Bill Self. And
well, understandably. Yeah. So I don't want to take shots at Bill Self. Obviously dealing with a medical issue. And, we don't know if he's going to coach the tournament or not. But, yeah, exactly. Yeah, but it's like, Louie, you got to like push back on that. You got to call him out a little bit. Come on. By the way, Creighton and NC State tied at 37. I see Rick Pitino on TV right now. He does look great in his suit. He's interviewing. He's telling the lady he can't hear her. But Iona down now 27-23 to Iona in the first. All right, one more. Let's do one more sound and let's go. Let's do that.
Maybe we'll go two. Maybe right, we'll
two,
go
right,
two.
Because
these
you
two kind of go together. Let's do that.
Let's do two sounds.
Like he messes with it when he's in town one day, and he's like, "Oh, maybe you weren't lying."
Excuse me.
Oh my gosh, that was awkward.
You were cringing. Oh. I actually visually saw you cringe.
That was
how uncomfortable that was. Yeah.
They just let her die. They just let her go and fade away and get some. that would hurt me. That would hurt. All right, Justin, let's do one more.
You bring her coffee. You bring her. What else do you bring her?
I don't know.
Sometimes he gives me money.
Ooh,
that's actually true. Once a while,
now wait just a second. I want you to understand that when he gives you money,
no, this is different. This is different.
Oh,
yeah, it's separate from anything that you do, Dan.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you are a good guy.
That's not supposed to make it to the air, but sure. Yeah.
That you're a good guy?
Yeah. No, I don't want people knowing that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What's your reaction to that? My skin crawled when I heard that.
It's a little stunning.
What are they paying for? What's the money going to?
Louis is a very nice guy. I think you could hear in his voice he did not want that to go out over air. So I don't know if he was upset with Avery or Dan talking about it. Mm-hmm. But look, he does look. I'll take up for Louis here. I'll take up for Louis. He does have a big heart. He tries to do as good as possible with things. So it sounds terrible. It does. It said he was perturbed. I would be look if I was in Louis' shoes, which I've been in Louis' shoes many times, where like things are brought up on air that I don't want to be brought up, and you get angry.
Oh, really? I've never heard it.
No, you've never heard that, have you?
No, yeah,
you've never heard that before. But look, I'll take up for Louis here. It sounded bad, but you could tell that it's something that Louis probably wanted to keep between, you know, him and Avery and Dan, and whatever's going on there is fine. But it just I could hear the anger in his voice. And
that was Louis, on a sloppy. The time before that was also a sloppy.
A little slop on a Friday.
A little sloppy
on a Friday.
Not the floppy action. You get the sloppy
action. No, not the floppy action. Not the floppy action that Jay Billis loves to talk about. You get the sloppy action instead of the floppy action. Oh, boy. All right, let's read a couple of texts real quick before we talk about Kentucky Providence. Oh, texter, is there no mixtape today? No, we're going to place... We're going to play Trenton Flowers.
Trenton Flowers comes first, not the mixtape.
Not the mixtape.
Not the stupid pedantic jokes that you all like, the childish jokes that you all like.
Not the
you all
humor.
Do not like the 5 minutes of sexual references and innuendo that I give you and that I work and I spend hours on organizing so that way they create a story in your mind of these sexual escapades. But no,
You do a good job of that, by the way. Since I don't know if I've told you this before, but the way that you do build narratives.
It takes time.
I'm sure it does, but it really works and it's really funny. So no mixtape. We're gonna do Trenton Flowers commitment and then probably go out to these games, which Iona now up 3 on UConn, 30 to 27 there. So I bet after Trenton Flowers, how much time? There's about 5 minutes left. We'll see what kind of games we go out to. Iowa State now down 10 to Pitt, and then NC State, Creighton still tied at 41. Another text. Issel could potentially have the most evil laugh I've ever heard. Agreed. Texter.
He would be a perfect supervillain. Like,
he would
do the—he's the greatest laugh of all time.
He should do like cartoon voiceovers.
Yeah,
100%. He would be great as a villain, like a cartoon villain.
It's—it's—he's like,
great at that.
If you put him, his voice in Rick Pitino's body, the perfect vampire.
Oh, absolutely,
like the perfect Dracula. There you go. Like yeah. Outside of
he needs to play Dracula in a movie.
Yeah, yeah. Why can I not think of his name?
Who
he played Saruman? He played Count Dooku.
Lee.
Christopher Lee.
Christopher Lee. Yeah, Christopher Lee. Yeah, he was great in those Hammer films back in the 70s as Dracula. He was like Dracula 100 times. Oh, he was great.
He's amazing. Did you see the story? I'm sure you've heard the story. The one about him when he's filming for Lord of the Rings, where they say that he got killed by being stabbed in the back or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. And Peter Jackson was telling him how to do it. He's like, you got to act this way and do that. He goes, first off, that's not how somebody dies when they're stabbed from behind. Here, I'll show you. Because he's done it. He's
right.
He's gone to war. He's done all that.
Yeah.
So he was like, this is how the sound that they make. And he's laid it all out for them. Dude's fascinating.
You know he made heavy metal albums?
Yes.
He recorded heavy metal albums. It's like an old band.
He's wild.
He's great.
It's crazy. Like him doing Star Wars and stuff like that.
Count Dooku,
and he was like, this is just one of the more, and you know, I'm sure he's just hyping it up, but he's like, one of the more amazing fights that you'll ever see. It's him battling Invisible Yoda.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, the Yoda. Like, yeah. No, he's
so good.
But. He is one of my favorite actors because he is all over the map. He's done just about everything. You know, he's passed away, you know, recently, only like a few years ago.
Yeah.
He hasn't been gone long, but no, I'm with you, man. He's got a great menacing laugh. Vincent Price had a great menacing laugh. I would put Dan Issel's menacing laugh up there with Christopher Lee and Vincent Price as well. Just while we're here, like kind of talking nonsense, did you see the establishment that we've talked a lot about on this show in the news?
I did. Thanks to Mark Blankenbaik.
Yes, thanks to Mark Blankenbaik.
He did send this to us earlier today. That last night, yeah.
The Rustic Frog has been in the news because the owner of said establishment is in jail right now for failure to pay taxes.
A little tax evasion on a Friday.
Yeah, a little tax evasion on a Friday. A Rustic Frog tax evasion on a Friday. So I did see them in the news. Thank you to Mark Blankenbaik for sending it that way. And then also, he did send us did you see the video he sent us?
I don't know. I may have missed it. Oh, this morning? Yeah, I didn't get to watch it. Sorry, I haven't had time. I've been prepping for this amazing show.
Video that Diener made him erase from his story. So that's all. It's nothing like salacious or bad.
I'm watching it. Yeah, during the break, I'll watch it.
Yeah, I was very shocked that he had to erase this. All right, Texter, nerds, come on, man. Bring it back to sports, Dribble. You're going to have to give up your South End card. Look, there's people in the South End that are nerds, too.
It's a different era. Yeah. It's a different time.
Yeah, come on, man.
People now, like, nerdy stuff is like mainstream.
It's mainstream.
Not, like whether you want to admit it or not, like a lot of things like that are popular. Star Wars is popular. They've ruined the entire thing, but Star Wars is popular.
Lord of the Rings is popular.
Lord of the Rings, Marvel, all that stuff, all that crap that's like nerd stuff is like popular. It's just general, you know, pop culture.
And
now.
That's why
it's
I've kind of turned my back on it. Because it is too popular. I'm like, I'm not going to watch it anymore. It used to be cool and just a thing. And people were like, you know, look down, put their nose up at it or whatever. But yeah, now I'm done with it. Yeah. I don't watch any Marvel. I don't watch any Star Wars stuff. I did not watch the new Amazon Lord of the Rings show. I've refused to do it.
Well, I've heard a lot of bad things.
I heard it's terrible. Yeah, yeah, my dad tried to watch it. And he's like, nah, it ain't my thing. Texter, Furman is great at the mixtape. Texter.
Thank you. That was one nice thing that I've heard that everybody's ever said about me. Thank you.
Yeah. There
I appreciate
go.
That.
Texter, hey, Big Rig, do you have a niece on the Holy Cross softball team? No, she's my cousin. She's not my niece, but she's a really good athlete. She plays for Holy Cross High School. She's a multi-sport athlete, so shout out.
Is your sister still single?
Yes, she is. Okay, yeah, okay. She is still single. She's actually...
I'm married, unfortunately, but otherwise...
Yeah, you'll like this. We're actually... She texts me.
Not unfortunately. Sorry, babe, if you're listening. Not unfortunately.
Not unfortunately,
that
yes.
was a joke. That was a joke. I love
joke,
you.
Honey.
This is also the time where sometimes she listens, so I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
I love you.
Little
very
couch,
much.
Little couch for Sofro tonight. So my sister likes going to concerts and stuff. You know, she's still young. She's in her 20s, and so she texted me when the Louder Than Life lineup was released, and she was like, "I want to." She's younger, so she still likes Green Day. I kind of gave her a little bit of crap over the Green Day thing, but she really wants to go Thursday. Or sorry, Friday night, and that's the night I want to go to. And I was like, why do you want to go Friday night? What bands interest you? I was stunned. She wants to see Limp Bizkit. Like, she's jazzed about seeing Limp Bizkit. She's like, I want to see Limp Bizkit. And I was like, let's go. So my sister is going to go with me and some of my buddies. And we're going to go have a, like, I'm going to take off the show that day. I think I'm going to take off work that day. And we're going to have a great time. It's going to be awesome.
I can see that. Like, that's one of those things that, like, I think started out being, like, kind of very controversial with Fred Durst and the way he acts.
Sure.
But then kind of like became mainstream of being that. Does that make sense? Like,
they're kind of making a comeback. Yeah. There's a little bit of a lip. They were like a bad, like Limp Bizkit was a bad word in rock for a long time.
Yeah, it was
but
a joke.
It was a joke, but I think they're kind of making a comeback. All right, we need to take a break so we can get Trenton Flowers' commitment here at 5:30. We're going to find that stream. Let's take a break. Be back right after this. ESPN 680 105.7. It's a take.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition, and I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
come on, muscle through it.
But then also say,
hey, you should probably see my specialist.
Or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start, before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Holly Hatfield's going to be better than Toppin.
And James Strebel.
No, that's a definitely no.
Toppin. He loves Toppin.
That's a definite no.
He loves Toppin.
Toppin's going to ball out this year.
Oh, please.
Absolutely. I can't wait till he averages 14 and 7. And you and Jack are trying to pivot away and tell me about BHH's 9 and 6. That's what I can't wait for to happen. Because that's exactly what's going to happen. BHH's going to be stuck on a middling team, 13th in the ACC, Toppin going to be cream of the crop in the SEC with the Cats.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Oh boy, was I right about that.
Yeah, you can dance on that one.
That's
that one's
a victory lamp for me. Jacob Toppin averaged 13 points and 7 rebounds, so not quite 14, but 13 and 7. And then Brandon Huntley Hatfield actually was probably less than 9 points a game here. So let me see here. Da, 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 da. Oh, he just disappeared from my screen. Oh, there he is, Brandon Huntley Hatfield. Actually, yeah, 6.75 rebounds a game. So, yes, I was right about that. I'll take the victory lap on that one. Jacob Toppin did ball out at times. And, look, he had his little dip in the middle of the season there in December until he beat, you know, Louisville and had a bunch of points against them. But Jacob Toppin, a lot better than people expected to be. Well, not expected to be, but let me rephrase that. Jacob Toppin, a lot better than Andy and Jack expected to be. Brandon Huntley Hatfield, a lot worse. It's a take here on ESPN 680, 437-9680, EPS Jobs text line. We're live at the Liquor Barn Studios here watching a little basketball. Iona halftime 39, UConn 37. Rippitino on TV. He's looking happy. He's looking good. Looking to upset UConn. A lot of people I know have UConn in the Final Four in the final game. We are on Trenton Flowers watch right now. Justin's got it up on the computer. As soon as he takes the podium or the table. So what's the setup there? Can you paint a picture for us?
There is no picture to paint because right now what they're doing is they're just leaving us at the you know, just the thumbnail screen.
Oh, gotcha. Because
they haven't even started it like that yet.
Okay, so gotcha.
As soon as there's something to paint, I'll let you know.
Gotcha.
But I think they're just waiting it out. But yeah, you know, there's a bunch of people already in the chat that are upset about, like, you know, come on, let's speed this up. And there's a lot of Louisville fans that are...
Oh, I'm sure there are.
I guess rightfully happy. Like, this is one that,
sure,
that I think is a good get, like, for sure. But...
No, he's talented. He's a talented guy for sure. He's a five-star. You want a five-star. You love five-stars. Absolutely understand. Other games going on. NC State now down 56-47 to Creighton. Pitt only up 6 now on, I'm sorry, I apologize, 14 now on Iowa State. So 44-30 with about 6 minutes left there. So it looks like Pitt is going to move on. ACC gets another team to move on as well. A couple more texts, then we'll kind of break things down. Texter, I love Justin. Y'all need to incorporate him into the show more. And he's a real Italian, unlike Nick.
Thank you. I can see that being Nick just trying to be nice to me because he crushed me the other day.
He did
on
crush
Maven
you.
And Rummage. Yeah, it was fine. Well, they pushed him into it because they were both like,
they didn't go to him into it
because like you I didn't cut the first like It's way too long. It was like 4 minutes.
Right.
Of them being like, you know, he's more Italian than you. He's better than you. He's doing all this stuff. And then he's like, Sofro sucks. And then he just went on for like you know, five minutes ranting about it. About how bad it was. And then he ruined the show.
Yes. he turned the show off and, did that whole thing.
Oh, we got a Rock Chalk Jayhawk in the chat. That may be Issel.
Is Issel watching? He's a little Rock Chalk Jayhawk. You know, I love the idea of Issel sitting in his palace in Denver, watching Trenton Flowers' commitment video and typing in Rock Chalk Jayhawk while Sherry brings him a salami sandwich.
Just pecking away. He's got those glasses like at the end of his eyes.
Exactly. The glass at the end of his nose.
He's doing
the single finger.
All right, we got peck. 7 seconds. 7 seconds and the stream will begin.
All right. So we'll see. Real quick, I'll read this. Limp Bizkit tore the house down last time they were at Louder Than Life. So there you go. All right, Trenton Flowers, we have sound, Justin. Do we got it?
We've got some people like talking to open it. He's sitting there. I don't know if you want me to just do it. Let's take the whole thing.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Trenton Flowers.
You're going to make the best of it because you only get one chance at an opportunity, and you know you're going to take full advantage of it.
This is Jerome Williams with Blue's Clues TV behind him.
Blue's Clues. Yes.
Getting ready to come down to this, and the college that you select is going to be very, very lucky. Dog Pound said it.
Whoa.
We got a little.
Now what happened?
Here we go. Travis Branum.
I frankly don't even know how to top an introduction like that, but good evening
and welcome back to the 24/7 Sports Channel. We have a very, very special guest with us today as Trenton Flowers, a 5-star junior prospect, will be joining us here shortly to announce his college decision. Trenton ranks as the number 21 overall prospect in the 2024 class. And he is down to 6 finalists: Alabama, Arkansas, Creighton, Kansas, Louisville, and North Carolina. So on this very special St. Paddy's Day, let's find out who the lucky school is. Trenton, welcome in, man. How you feeling, man?
Paddy's Day, let's find out who the lucky school is.
I know this has been a long time coming. You've gone through a lot to get to this point. Describe this journey up to this moment. How's it been?
Man, it's been long. You know, a lot of hours, a lot of dedication. You know, everybody up here with me has helped me get to where I'm at this point. And, you know, I'm just ready to tell everybody, you know, where I'm going. And, you know, I'm just very grateful for everybody that's here with me and, you know, my teammates. So,
you got a lot of people up there with you tonight. Tell us who you got there next to you.
I got my mom and my dad. I got my dad. I got my mom right here. I got my sister. Got my brother, kind of like my other brother. You know, I got a lot of the rest of this family here, so there's a lot of people, too many to name, and then Coach Mike in the back, my head coach.
Looks like a great
Coach
time.
Mike. Coach Mike!
Well, you have cut this list down to 6, so we're just going to go ahead and throw this over to you. First, to thank anybody that has gotten you up to this point.
First, I would like to thank God. You know, I would like to thank my family, first and foremost, too. And then, you know, also the coaches that took the time to recruit me. And, you know, I'm just blessed. So that's about it.
All right, man. The moment is yours. Tell the world where you'll be headed to play college basketball.
So I'll be committed to the University of Louisville. That being said, I would like to also announce I will be reclassifying to the class of 2023.
Well, there it is.
Graduating this May. So.
There's your answer.
Yep.
Congratulations, Trenton. First, before we get to breaking down your reclassification, why did you commit to Louisville?
You know, it's just a great place to be. You know, ever since I visited, you know, I always just wanted to go there. You know, Coach KP, Coach Nolan, Coach Josh all did a great job of recruiting me. And then, you know, also their goals aligned with mine, too. So, you know, I'm just super excited and, you know, I'm glad to be a Cardinal.
What is it about that staff that just really got you and you just – it kind of clicked where you just said, man, I got to go play for those guys?
man, for them, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's about basketball, but at the end of the day, it's about being an even better person. And, you know, that's principles that me and my family stand on. And, you know, everything we do is together and we're a family. So that's how they run it. That's how they run it there. And, you know, we wouldn't want it any other way.
That option to reclassify has been rumored for some time now, and you've played your cards very close to your vest. Walk us through that decision-making process. What really went in and ultimately led you to making this leap?
Man, you know, Combine did a phenomenal job of helping me with my classes. You know, just talking it over with my family, you know, my coaches, everybody, you know, we thought it would be best that, you know, I reclassified. And, you know, we felt that I was completely ready, and also the coaching staff did too. So, you know, that's kind of what played into it, going into it.
Louisville fans are very excited. You are the third edition in the last 2 weeks, joining Sky Clark and Dennis Evans. You guys got a very promising future. In your own eyes, what will you be bringing to that Louisville program?
Man, you're getting a winner. Someone that's going to go hard, compete every day. And, you know, I'm just going to put forth my best effort every day. So,
awesome. Trent, can't thank you enough for sharing your moment with us here on 24/7 Sports. You know, you got a lot of friends and family there that are dying to celebrate with you. So enjoy your night, man, and enjoy your moment. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right, there it is. Trenton Flowers picks Louisville, and then, you know, Louisville fans get a double surprise. They get Trenton Flowers. I don't think it was a surprise. Let me back that up. Get a double feel good on a Friday, as not only do they get Trenton Flowers, a five-star prospect, number 21 in the class of 2024, but he did confirm that he is going to reclassify, graduate in May, and join the team right now. So go ahead and you put him in. You pencil him in to the roster. And look, I already had him down on the roster. I think many Louisville fans did. There wasn't much drama here. There wasn't much to dissect when it comes to Trenton Flowers and what he did ultimately in picking Louisville and reclassifying to Louisville.
Secured.
It's, there you go. Secured. But look, that's a big get for Louisville. Louisville fans are happy. They should be happy. That's the type of pick that they were looking for in terms of, and look, this Evans is a nice piece, but the way that Travis Branham, Rob Cassidy, and others have talked about Dennis Evans tells you that he's not going to be, or shouldn't be, based on their analysis, a plug-and-play type player, that it might take some time, it might take some maturation on his part, where Trenton Flowers isn't supposed to be that guy. He's supposed to be a plug-and-play player. He's supposed to be a day-one starter, and maybe he's the recruit that gets things rolling for Louisville, not just now, but down the line. I mean, one of the things that we've talked about with Kenny Payne is, who is he going to get to jumpstart Louisville's recruiting? And Trenton Flowers might be that guy. So, Justin, any reaction to this?
I mean, I think it's a great get. I'm actually, you guys would be surprised. I am actually very happy about that.
Oh, there we go.
I am excited about him.
This is the first time you've been happy about Louisville basketball since when?
I think,
really?
I'll cut that later. It's been a long time. It's been a couple years. There was a portion of time, for a little background information for people, where I think one of the reasons I'm so heavy-handed is because when it came to Kenny Payne, I was against the hire because I decided I wanted to see him go prove himself at like a DePaul or something like that. So I know that he can coach. And then he came in, and you know, the smile and the press conference, a tiny part of me actually did the Homer thing, and he won me over for like a day and a half.
Right.
And I was like, okay, you know what, maybe this is the right thing, the right move forward. And then he got nobody. And then he coached the 4-28 season. And then he kept blaming it on everybody but himself. I'm sorry. I don't understand. But it's a good get. This is what I expected from Kenny Payne from day one. The only problem, though, is while this is a great player, with him reclassifying a year early, the body, it's just different. When you go to the college level and you're playing against people, now you got guys who are 6 years into it that are, 24 years old or something like that are playing basketball. And these are grown bleeping men. These are grown men you're going up against with that look like Sidney Curry, but I can actually play basketball.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's why I worry a little bit. You know, he's not a Devin Rhee. He's not that. Sorry, Devin Rhee, but he's not Devin Rhee. He's not a stick.
Yeah, he's not Devin Rhee. He's not Fabio Basile. Yeah. He's a guy that you expect to come in and play right away. And actually, you don't have to really do a major sell job to hype him up the way you had to do some of those other guys.
But now he's got to live up to the hype.
That's the thing. It's like he's got to live up to that. But, I mean, no, it's a good day for Louisville fans. It's a good day for Kenny Payne backers. And as I was saying, we'll talk more about this next week when Andy comes back on Monday about what this means for Louisville and what this means for Kenny Payne. And the reclassification is a good point by you, Justin, because, you know, we've seen reclassifications not work. As far as Devin Askew, we all remember how that was a disaster. Ashton Higgins was a reclassification. Now, he was fine his freshman year, and then his sophomore year came back, and he's kind of pretty much the same player. So I think that's a situation where the reclassification worked, because he did go to an Elite Eight with Kentucky as a reclassification point guard, and then he came back, and Kentucky was in a position to where they won the SEC by three games. It was looking at like a two seed in the tournament. So we'll see. Texter said he forgot about Danny Manning, LOL, when thanking people. Texter says, UVell going to learn quick that neither five-star is ready to contribute next year, and that might be the case. We'll have to see when it comes to that. All right, Justin. Good show today. I know they're bouncing around on the NCAA tournament. Again, Rick Pitino is up by two at the half when you have Iona versus UConn. You want to check and see what's going on with Westwood One? What we got
right
going
now,
on
we're
here?
In a commercial break.
All right, so we're in a commercial break,
of
course.
As soon as we get out of a commercial break, we'll hop into it. I am listening. I've got it here on cue.
All right.
So as soon as we get back into some game action, we'll give you some of that live. I know that's what you all wanted when I popped in the commercials.
So we'll give you a little sugar at the end of the show.
I apologize. I apologize. I've heard I got a tongue lashing from Diener, and not the good kind of tongue lashing. The
not
bad
the good.
Guy.
No. Not the. I almost made a joke there, but I stopped myself.
Yep.
But I'm sorry. 39-37 Iona over UConn, and it'll probably bounces out to the NC State Creighton game, which is a 62-57 5-point game there in the second half. So if I were to bet money, that's the game they'll take us on tonight. If you still want to listen to me blab on. And then tonight about 9:30 over here on ESPN 680 105.7, we'll have the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife postgame show. We'll talk about Kentucky and Providence. And look, I said it earlier in the show that I think Kentucky is going to win tonight. I think Kentucky is going to win Sunday as well. We'll see how wrong or right I am. Let's go ahead and bounce it out to Westwood One, Creighton, NC State. Y'all have a great weekend. Talk to you tonight.